White. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, March 5th, 1905. Dear son Edson, I will write you a few lines today, Sunday, trusting that we may receive a letter from you soon. I have carefully examined the matter that has been selected for publication regarding the work in the southern field, with which, for many years, you have been connected. I am much pleased with the matter, and believe its publication will do much good. We shall push forward the work on this book as rapidly as possible, but I fear we shall not be able to complete it before the General Conference shall convene. I am not sure that I shall attend the General Conference. It is a question whether I ought to go where there is a liability of strife and contention. It all seems so inconsistent with our profession, so ill-timed, in the very midst of the great scenes preceding the close of this earth's history. Scene after scene has passed before me of what is about to take place, as recorded in the 18th chapter of Revelation. My heart is burdened as I contemplate these things. Last night I was unable to sleep until after 1 o'clock, and I awoke at 3:30. I then arose and finished reading the matter that had been left for my examination. I have some things pertaining to the early experience in your work, but I am too weary today to look them over carefully. I hope that you will reach your home safely. I read in yesterday's paper of an accident that happened to a train crowded with people who were going to attend the inauguration of President Roosevelt. These calamities will continue till the end. I have been reading the review this morning. It is full of precious matter. This paper should be in every family of our people, not only in America, but in every country. It is our church paper for the world. I shall endeavor to obtain subscribers for it in America and Australia. I do not disparage the signs of the times. Both the review and signs should be widely circulated. And I hope the subscription list of the Watchman may be greatly increased. I hope you will endeavor to obtain subscriptions for the Watchman and for the review, for these papers contain important matter for this time. W.C. White has been at Mountain View for a week. He came home Friday afternoon, and after a few days at home, will make another trip to Mountain View. I thank the Lord for his mercy and goodness in sparing my life. May he care for you also. I shall be glad when I hear of your safe arrival at home. I hope the Lord will open the hearts of the people to be liberal in their gifts and offerings for the destitute fields in the South. We hope you will have good health, and that the Lord will make your testimony a blessing to the people. Be of good courage in the Lord. Your mother.